Hey, everybody. If you're expecting life to calm down and get back to normal anytime soon, go back to sleep for a while, and when you wake up, this time get up on the other side of the bed. The Uranus-Pluto square has barely begun. So, for every single voice that is raised in protest against any regime that's perceived to be corrupt and unjust, there is sure to be a crushing backlash. A reactionary backlash from the heart of that regime. Dissenters will be touted as terrorists, and protesters silenced. Geez, that sounds scary, doesn't it? It's like Soviet Russia or something. Actually, it's the natural order of things. When people are having a nice quiet dinner in a fancy restaurant, what they do not want is a rock thrown through a window, shattering shards of glass all over their baked Alaska. So, what we're looking at is a rising tide of resentment against a conservative group of world citizens who believe that they have a clearer, more comprehensive perspective on the world situation, one that demands they hold on to control and remain in dominant positions. Or society will fall into the hands of the mindless rabble whose sole goal is to rule the bloodthirsty chaos that follows. It's an impossibly scary scene when you are either one of the people trying to hold on to the order, or equally threatening to you if you see yourself as being squeezed and all of your personal liberties encroached upon and your very mind turned into mush through prescription medications you're forced to take, the sole purpose of which is to increase your fear of dying and render you more docile. Fun, huh? Society only seems to be unraveling. Evolution is never comfortable, mainly because it's as impossible as a snake trying to crawl back into its previous skin. So the people born during and participating in a monumental humanity-changing inflection point, such as we're living in, often go mad. Rulers become ferociously paranoid and tyrannical. Religions collapse, and the masses run wildly around, having nowhere to turn, nothing to protect them from the void and the vacuum created when everything they believed was eternal and kept them safe from facing the collapse of their illusions of permanence, tradition, and above all security when all that turns out to fall apart. The Uranus-Pluto square is only part of a change that'll probably not be visible for about 100 years. So here we are, all of us, grasping onto a cliff of rock that's turning into a sand in our very hands. Fun, huh? What sustains us during such a transformational period is the knowledge that we are witnessing and participating in and making a contribution to a future we can't even see. The other part of it is very personal. It's about, so you still fall in love, having kids, and continuing to turn that great wheel and helping humanity up the ladder in even the smallest ways. And knowing that when people feel the most lost, that's the moment they have to rely on their inner instincts of what is good and right and true. And that even if there's not much out there to believe or believe in anymore, and there isn't, the gigantic truth of life's continuation and the expansion of a shining, thrilling, blissful eternity of consciousness is, it's what we're all living for. Other than that, not much else is new. Talk to you soon. Michael Luton for WOAO in New York.